This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Banks reveal contingency plans if Scotland were to leave the United Kingdom. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the global perspective on business and the economy. It's a week before Scots vote on independence from Britain. Today, the Royal Bank of Scotland said it has plans to move its tax headquarters from Scotland to London if independence were to actually come about. RBS, it should be said, is something of a tarnished jewel. It nearly went out of business during the financial crisis 5 years ago and had to be essentially nationalized by the British government. Some see politicking here ahead of the vote. BBC business reporter Theo Leggett is on the line from London. Theo, good morning.
Good morning, David.
So the big bank with Scotland in its name, the suggestion here is that an independent Scotland, it would what? Decamp for London?
The Royal Bank of Scotland, obviously, this is considered one of the crown jewels of Scottish business. It's been based in Scotland for more than 100 years. It employs thousands of people, and it said it'll move both its headquarters and its legal home to London. So there is a really big move now for companies to say what they'll do if Scotland votes for independence, which, frankly, from the polls, is looking a more likely prospect now.
Do you see politics at work here, these threats of economic and financial disruption if Scottish voters do something that the political establishment in London is not keen on?
Well, there are plenty of people who say that politics is at work here, and you have to remember that Royal Bank of Scotland is 81% owned by the British taxpayer. But you have to take into account as well the uncertainty that is in place here and the way the markets react to uncertainty. We had a poll last weekend which for the first time suggested that the yes voters in favour of independence were in the lead. And immediately on Monday morning, shares in a number of big Scottish firms, including RBS, fell. Now, the issue is that after independence, nobody's quite sure what would happen. Nobody's even sure what currency an independent Scotland would have. And the Bank of England, after independence, would not be available as a lender of last resort. So the future's very murky, and it means that the bank's ability to borrow could be affected. Also, if people think their savings are unsure, they could rush to move them out. There could be a run on the banks. So RBS, they'll say they're doing the responsible thing, that they're setting out what their contingency plans are, just in case Scotland votes for independence.
The BBC's Theo Leggett in London, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It is September 11th, and there's a new accounting of the scholarships dispersed to children, spouses, and domestic partners of people who died on 9/11 as more of the children reach college age. The Families of Freedom Scholarship Fund says it's helped 2,400 students pay for college, with $100 million paid out so far. The fund has about $96 million still on hand, donated by individuals, colleges, and universities, and corporations. Now let's check in with the near future. The host of our program, Marketplace Tech, Ben Johnson, is in San Francisco at TechCrunch Disrupt, which is in part a kind of battle of the bands for startup companies looking for money and attention. Good morning, Ben.
Hi, David.
So I know you're near Pier 48 underneath the Bay Bridge over there in San Francisco, but what are you seeing? Startups, not bridges.
full of startups. It's sort of like a middle school science fair on steroids. Bunch of people patiently waiting by poster board with materials. But of course, there's a lot of tech involved as well. Everybody's showing you their startup with the help of a phone or a tablet, or in one case, some Oculus Rift virtual reality goggles.
Virtual reality demonstration. So, for example, what kind of startups?
There are so many. There's a startup that promises to build you a full-service mobile app for under $1,000 and make it really easy, sort of like those full-service We Will Build Your Website companies. There was an app from Israel called Is It You that works with companies to turn employee phones into facial recognition devices for logging in or getting securely to sensitive company information. And I talked to a guy from Ireland who's part of a company that wants you to behave better on email. So lots of stuff.
Monitors your email behavior. Does sound useful. So you have some little fish, medium fish. How about big fish?
Well, big fish and even sharks. This is an event that also has a stage that has people interviewing big names. For instance, Mark Cuban, who I'm sure you know from The Mavericks and that show Shark Tank he's on.
And what's he doing there at TechCrunch?
Well, David, he has an app, of course. It's called CyberDust, and it kills your text messages immediately after you send them. Sounds familiar, right? I know, but Cuban thinks that private, secure messaging is a huge deal.
I think privacy is a big issue. The minute you hit send, you lose ownership of that message, but you don't lose responsibility. And we see it time and time again where the most innocent of messages gets taken out of context, gets forwarded, gets posted socially somewhere, and create any number of problems for us. CyberDust cures that.
So Mark Cuban, the guy, of course, who made a fortune off of broadcast.com back in the day. He's, you know, owner of the Mavericks. He's on that show Shark Tank. And of course, now he owns an app called CyberDust.
Ben Johnson, host of our sibling program, Marketplace Tech, is hanging out in San Francisco talking to people at TechCrunch Disrupt this week. Many of his conversations will air actually next week, so look out for those. Ben, thank you.
Thanks, David.
Also, if you go to MarketplaceTech.org, you can hear about an acrid case of misogyny in the computer gaming world. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.